Mavis Camera adds TAM's integration for real-time cloud workflows. New NAB demonstration shows how iPhone-based capture can upload time-addressable video and audio segments directly into TAM's. Mavis today announced a new beta integration between Mavis Camera and TAM's Time Addressable Media Store as part of the company's Camera to Cloud Mavis C2C service. The new workflow enables video captured in Mavis Camera to be uploaded directly to TAM's in real time, enabling one of the world's most widely available professional capture devices, the iPhone, to deliver a growing file for fast turnaround, cloud-native productions. The integration is significant because it builds on the Mavis approach to camera to cloud, where media is uploaded progressively as discrete chunks rather than streamed as a single continuous feed. This means content can continue to move reliably even over variable or constrained networks, while preserving the timing and metadata needed to reconstruct a coherent timeline downstream. TAMS is an open API approach developed by BBC R&D for storing and accessing media as time-addressable chunks in object storage, rather than relying on traditional monolithic files or continuous streams. To help production teams stay current in fast-moving situations, the new proof of concept also introduces a jump-to-live capability. If network conditions slow and uploads begin to back up, the upload head can jump forward to the latest live material, allowing current content to arrive first, with older queued segments uploaded afterwards. This makes the workflow particularly well-suited to news, events, and other fast turnaround environments where immediacy matters as much as completeness. The new TAMS integration also works with Mavis Camera's growing range of supported external inputs. Users can connect devices such as the Atomos Ninja Phone or Exyn CMO series to bring in HDMI or SDI sources, while NDI input support enables IP-based video to feed the same TAMS pipeline. Together, these options extend the benefits of the integration well beyond the iPhone's internal camera, positioning Mavis Camera as a flexible bridge between mobile, external, and networked production workflows. This integration shows how cloud-native, fast-turnaround workflows can move from specialist systems onto devices people already own, said Patrick Holroyd, CEO of Mavis. By connecting Mavis Camera to TAMS, we're demonstrating a practical way to capture on an iPhone, upload timed media segments in real time, and support editorial workflows without depending on traditional streaming infrastructure. The demonstration reflects broader industry interest in TAMS as a way to accelerate media collaboration and timeline-based workflows in the cloud. BBC R&D, AWS, and industry partners have positioned TAMS as a framework for fast turnaround media production built around object storage and open, interoperable APIs. Mavis's beta integration extends that vision to mobile acquisition, showing how a common iPhone-based workflow can contribute directly into this emerging ecosystem. The new Mavis TAMS integration will be presented at NAB and showcased on the AWS stand. Mavis will also showcase the integration, alongside its new product Mavis Studio, at Stand N2161. Mavis is currently seeking partners interested in testing the beta workflow in real-world production environments.